Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. This is the Miami Dolphins training camp, a couple days in. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Barry Jackson reports what was feared yesterday. Barry Jackson says further tests revealed a torn ACL for Artie Burns, as feared per source. So tough news there for Artie Burns. The Dolphins have brought in Cornell Armstrong from the they drafted him in 2018, and he is replacing Burns on the roster. So that's that, and tough go for the Miami Dolphins on that one with Artie Burns news. And, you know, we'll see what's going on, because this DB corps already was banged up going into this thing.
Told you. You can get away with it if you got a good pass rush.
Well, hope so.
Yeah. So I would be more inclined to. And the other thing that you can also do in those situations is be more creative with your rush to kind of mix it up and be on the attack, so that teams can't pick you apart. Wheeler can do that. So I think it's just a matter of just working with what you have, doing what you have to do. I think, man, when Flores was here, one of the cool things was they used to bring it on that defensive side of the ball.
The Finns will be back at it. Marlins, they're off today. They'll be starting a series with the Brewers tomorrow.
Also very good.
They have been very good. Yeah, they just had their win streak snap, but they've been a very good team. Started their streak against the Marlins.
Right.
At a game where I was at and watched Christian Yelich. He had a pretty good game. Had a great catch in that game, too. Baker Mayfield, he is telling everybody that the Buccaneers, they don't make him tone it down like other teams did. He likes that.
I would be honest with you, like, one of the cool things about my career is I had success everywhere I played football where they said, just go out and do you. Mm. And I think the closer you can get to being who you are, it lets you relax and go out and play.
Well, he had a very good year last year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. See if he can keep that up. With that situation, Justin Fields, he suffered a toe injury today. According to Aaron Glenn, he's going to be fine. But everybody was obviously scared this morning because he limped and then had to be carted and then limped to the building.
Terrible morning for Vlad.
You were very nervous.
Dude, you don't want to be driving. I'm listening to a podcast and then you get that ESPN notification. Yeah, and it says Adam Schefter and you see Jets. So first thing you're like, uh-oh. And it says Jets quarterback. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then you see carded with an apparent lower leg injury. And you're like, well, you know, I'm used to lower leg injuries.
They did the hockey thing.
Right.
Which makes it worse.
And then thank God for Leroy saying that, well, it's better that he was limping and walking under his own power than it's probably a tear. And then come to find out, the toe. Still not a good thing.
Yeah, not great. But I mean,
I'll be honest with you, Vlad.
But you'd rather a toe.
The toe is the worst.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't
wait a minute.
I mean, you can run with eight toes.
No, you can't. Deion, not without a big toe.
What is going
dude.
On, Tobin?
Wow. Not without a big toe.
Oh, no.
What are you reading?
Who knows what this dude's.
The Drake album coming out today?
Stock Up, Stock Down is out.
Oh, yeah! We need a.
Hot damn.
We need a opening for this.
Tell us.
All right, Sun Sentinel. Stock Up. Look at me, Leroy.
No.
Look at him in the eyes.
Don't look at me. You've been. What are you buried in your phone about? We got important matters. Stock Up. Jalen Phillips, stock is up.
The beater of science?
So.
According to David Ferones, got consistent pressure on quarterbacks off the edge, showed a prowess against the run, setting the edge.
Showed a what?
Prowess.
Prowess.
I think it's samesies. Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways. I've heard it both ways. Go ahead, continue.
Are you reading terms and conditions while I'm trying to read Stock Up, Stock Down to you on the air?
Terms and conditions.
Like, what are you doing? You're like mumbling about something.
I can't get into my stupid email.
I understand, but like,
Do I need to look at you to listen to you?
It's just not very engaged in the conversation.
I am engaged.
You know, you went golfing with Lusaka Polite yesterday.
Like,
I think you could.
Blue eyes.
You could at least, you know, engage in some Stock Up, Stock Down, a little football banter.
Why?
Stock Down? Julian Hill.
Wait.
Get him off the team.
wait. So in other words, is Julian Hill stock the same?
No.
Right. Dude, the only person in South Florida that has given Julian Hill a stock up since he's been here is you.
No, for real.
That's it.
That's because he has the greatest odds for any touchdown.
Very juicy.
There's a reason why he's 10,000-1 to score a touchdown. How many touchdowns has he scored?
Zero.
Okay. Probably be 20,000-1 next year. This year.
Julian Hill was beaten pass protection on the edge. He later held on a pass rush without making any other noticeable contributions. Pre-snap penalties were an issue again.
Oof. So now we mad because he done block like a right tackle?
It's early in camp, but something the offense has to clean up.
Ooh. So those like, is here, that first stock up, stock down so far?
That's second one.
Can I be honest about this?
Be honest, Posh.
Be honest.
Do you honestly think you can have a fair assessment of the conversation we just had based on the second day of practice?
There's nothing fair about it. It's just noting where the stock is. That's all. You know?
Have they practiced in full pads yet?
No. Hey, buddy. You're going to have to enjoy this until September 7th.
So, let me get this straight. We're getting mad at a guy.
Yes.
For not being able to pass rush.
Yes.
Pass block.
Yes.
And no pads.
Yes.
Okay.
If you can't pass block with no pads, what makes you think you're going to be able to pass block with pads?
Well,
because you can do a lot of things you can't do without. So if.
You mean hold?
No. Yeah, you can grab the chest plate.
Yeah. But lest you think that was the only stock report today. The Miami Herald also has stock up, stock
down. Oh, wow. Let's hear this.
Let's go.
Dude, so they.
Leroy's upset that Tobin's game is being followed by so many people.
I don't know who came up with Stock Up.
He knows why. He knows why I hate this. And he loves it for the reason why I hate it.
Omar Kelly writes, Stock Up. Benito Jones.
Who?
Oh, easy money.
What is that? I don't like
Seriously.
That.
Seriously.
I don't know. That's sound effects from Whitey.
Hey.
Stop. I'm looking
wait,
for a stock
what
up.
What position? What position?
He's a nose tackle.
How?
I mean, you want easy money if your stock is going up.
Why? It doesn't matter.
How can, because,
he had the orange jersey today.
But how can we determine if a D-tackle had a great day without being hidden?
It must have done something. one would say if he got the orange jersey in a non-padded practice, that shows a lot. You know?
Look at Tobin in the eyes. He ain't done.
No, he, like, go ahead, finish.
That's well, Omar writes, he plays the most overlooked position in football, manning the nose tackle spot in Miami's 3-4 front. However, he typically handles the toughest task on defense and is responsible for holding his ground against two blockers. Jones has had two solid days at training camp. He was rewarded with the orange jersey after day one. With the exception of two Devon Achane runs, the Dolphins' defensive line choked out offense's ground game.
This is all with
no
pads.
Yeah. If Jones continues to practice like this, he will cement himself on the defensive front with Kenneth Grant and Zach Sealer.
Wow.
Benito!
You do understand.
Poor Leroy.
All these rules change soon as somebody gets a tackle.
One would say if he's already dominating without the pads.
That don't mean, you know why you dominate without the pads? Because you ain't got to worry about getting hit.
I don't know, dude.
Soon as there's a fear of getting concussed, all these things change. Wide receivers run across the middle, half naked. When they can get a helmet in their chest, then they don't want to catch the ball. Their arms get real short. Running backs, right? When you ain't got to worry about getting hit and you ain't got to worry about breaking tackles, yeah.
Stock down.
I love the way I just have a conversation. He just blows right through it.
Well, I just got to, we can't.
And he just, like he brought, like you, breaking through tackles.
Yeah. Got to power through.
Yeah, we
gotta. So, Leroy, should we not talk at all till week two, Leroy? No. Oh, my God.
Don't get this. Hold on. Just
this
look at me.
This is what we got.
Stock. This is a big one.
Go.
This is a big one. Okay. Because even Apple sometimes has down days. Stock down. Tyreek Hill. Omar writes, Tyreek Hill is the best practice performer I've ever covered in my lifetime. So it's surprising to see the 10-year veteran have a quiet first day. Not sure he pulled down a reception and then followed it up with two catch performance on Thursday. Hill's clearly being limited each day because there's no reason for him to be run to the ground at this point.
Yes! Of course! So how can he be stocked down?
But.
Leroy, look ahead.
But.
Leroy.
At this point, it's difficult to gain a good evaluation of Miami's young cornerbacks because Hill hasn't looked like an all-pro. Stock down.
Drop the phone. Phone drop.
I'm very skeptical on that stock, boy.
Phone drop.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Are you worried about Tyreek Hill not being ready?
Well, I'm not worried about
Okay, so what relevance does this have?
Respecting a man who has boots on the ground. Omar was boots on the ground. He tells you Tyreek Hill's stock is down. Doesn't mean he can't bounce back up. Stocks can go up. This is not always a plummet.
They fluctuate.
They fluctuate. Thank you, Jennifer. Much like when you have a granola diet.
You're using your big words now, huh? As you drink your ginger.
So we went through Sun Sentinel, Miami Herald. Does the Palm Beach have a stock up?
I believe they do, but I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
I believe they do.
All right.
But we'll have to hold on that for now.
This why... Why do you make me hate camp?
I think you hated camp regardless.
Yeah, I think you hated camp a long time ago.
Don't blame me for something you've always hated.
No. You're part of the reason.
I don't like that.
You do. I'm telling you.
It's not fair.
No, it's very fair.
It's excellent.
I can't believe that in a sport where we celebrate hitting, we celebrate contact, we celebrate competition as highest level. We are sitting here judging a guy based on nothing. Flag football. And we can get a good assessment. I'm going to tell you right now, success now does not have nothing to do with any anything once you put pads on and there's real live football around you. Like, I get it. It builds whatever you need to build right now. But I want to see how that guy actually deals with a real double team, not a double team where they chicken fighting. Oh, goodness.
I don't have Palm Beach Post stock up, stock down. Sorry. I apologize, Leroy. Man.
Underwear Olympics. That is right, Dennis Lopez. Underwear Olympics.
Got to win the day.
Hmm.
They're not allowed to have pads on yet.
That's fine. That's fine. Look.
Hold on, Leroy.
It's you need to have it. It's very productive. So, but to sit here and have conversations with how good or bad somebody has been, when the main job description you haven't been able to perform yet, is ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Leroy. Huh? On Saturday,
yeah,
when they have a practice open to the fans,
yep,
and Tua was throwing the ball and things were happening.
Oh no, no, everyone, fans could be excited.
So,
I'm not saying that.
Right. So then, when the fans are getting excited and they're talking about, oh, I think this player or this wide receiver or this cornerback, this linebacker might make the team and be a factor.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Vlad.
Should the excitement be limited?
No.
Or should it?
No. I'm not saying that at all. But here's what I'm saying. Okay. When you see Tyreek make a big play, or a DB make a great defense of a play, or when you see a tight end make a catch, or a linebacker defend, okay, that's a lot different than saying your nose tackle is really making a name for himself by splitting double teams with no pads on.
You know what they say, dude.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't think I do, but you know what they say?
Oh, my goodness. You know damn well what I'm saying.
You want to be the champ?
You don't want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don't lash out at me, dude.
I'm just tired.
Don't be tired.
But this conversation is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Like, you telling me a D-tackle, you can tell a D-tackle could be successful after 2 days of no pad
and
practice.
I'm just giving you the soccer reports.
Well, I would like you to know. You think you can read into what these guys are saying about an unpadded practice with a D-tackle? You can tell.
They say bare knuckle is the purest form of fighting. No gloves.
So you're saying, let me get this straight. You're saying bare knuckle fighting is samesies with football players playing without pads.
You get it.
I'm out of here.
Why are you leaving, dude?
Go to break, Vlad, because this dude has lost his mind. You need a juice box or something.
What do you need a juice box for?
I need a juice box. Something.
You want to be the champ? You got to win in camp.
Point for Tobin.
This is a long day.
Tim Bosley slice. Uh-oh, Leroy about to get another golf day.
Oh, Tobin, your stock is up. Leroy, your stock is down.
Take a break. We'll be back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.